The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I have lived through war, lost much. I know what's worth the fight. Honor and courage are matters of the bone. And what a man will kill for, he'll sometimes die for too. We're gonna get her back.
Hey Outlander Cast clan, welcome to the Outlander Cast virtual finale party pre-show, presented by Mary and Blake Media. And with that, I welcomed you to our studio right here in Providence, Rhode Island. Hello, my name is Mary Larson.
My name's Blake, and I am, oh man, I'm nervous.
I know you are.
I am literally shaking. we got a lot of eyes on us right now. This is crazy. And you know me, like every finale party that we ever have.
Yes.
Man, I'm a nervous wreck. Mary had to like calm me down.
Now, of course, our finale parties in the past have been in real life. They haven't been virtual. And this is what's so exciting is that we are streaming right now live on YouTube, mm-hmm. Facebook, and Twitter. So please feel free to share these videos with your fellow Outlander friends, share it on your own walls or in your Outlander groups, because we want to reach people from all corners of the globe. And tonight is hopefully going to be the world's largest virtual finale party viewing of Outlander.
Yeah, I can't see anybody else having a big party than us. Like right now, like I know there's a lot of you on this
yes.
feed right now. I can see the numbers and
yes.
it's ridiculous. But I don't think anybody else is having a virtual party like this. So I'm pretty safe
of
to say.
Of this scale, yeah.
I'm pretty safe. I can rest assured knowing that this is the biggest one in the world right now.
Now, mind you, we normally, as I said, have a finale party in our home state of Rhode Island. Hundreds of us have gathered from all sorts of countries around
yeah.
the globe as we celebrate the culmination of our favorite show together. But of course, as we all know, COVID-19 has put a little bit of a damper on our plans for this year, but that doesn't mean that we still can't enjoy this, even if we're apart.
No. The most important thing is having a sense of community. What we do here, whether it is the podcast or it's the blog or doing the lives or even in tonight's case, this virtual finale party, man, this is the best part about all of it. We
Agreed.
Get to spend this thing with you. And I am sad. I'm sad that we're not having our normal thing that we normally do, the in-person finale party. I always look forward to it every single year. But this is the next best thing. And best yet, you don't got to come to Rhode Island. You can just look at us and watch the finale from the comfort of your home. And we can be here in the comfort of our home. And we're here, man, and we're going to treat it like tonight's the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Just Outlander style.
Well, of course, this right now is our pre-show before yep. the finale begins. So during this time, you're going to be able to hear from some special guests. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Just hold on tight. Okay, so excited. As well as many, actually all of the members of the Outlander
yes.
cast staff have checked on in, and some outstanding, can I hear that? Outstanding. Yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Makes me want to shout. Outstanding predictions from members of the OutlanderCastClan.com. So, in Blake and I, we're going to share some of our thoughts about what's going to be happening for the finale for the Frasers family. Oh, my goodness gracious. We left them off in a pickle for the penultimate episode.
Jamie risking pulling a hammy, tearing an ACL, just
yes.
running on the cliffs of North Carolina mountains.
So this is the pre-show. We're pumped.
Yes.
To chat all about what we've seen previously in season 5.
Yep.
And then guess what happens at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Right. We got the actual showing of the finale. And listen, you're going to watch it in your house. We're going to watch it in our house. Beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Shop, baby. Shop. We will be switching from here, the studio, into our little home theater area where we're going to have the camera, something that you're watching. You've never seen this before except for some people that have come to our house. We're going to be having that camera fixed on us, on our couch, drinking White Claws. We don't have any White Claws right now, but that's okay. We'll get some later. We're going to be drinking White Claws, having some fun. And then from there, you can chat with us, ask us questions, react with us as we're watching it. Enjoy the show. Enjoy being with each other. But again, remember, 8 p.m. sharp, we're going to have the actual showing. We're going to
press play here, and yes, you press play and join the conversations in the chats on social media. And then upon conclusion of watching the finale, we're going to head right back here to the studio and do a post-reaction show where we're going to be taking your comments, your thoughts, your reactions from all different platforms. As I said, we are streaming now on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook, and we are going to continue to stream. Okay, you don't have to worry. Just because we're moving around doesn't mean you have to. You just keep this stream going for you. And of course, we just want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. You know, none of this is possible without you, the listeners, the viewers, and the blog readers. We know that there are people coming in from all different countries, people who are book readers and show watchers. Because of that, please make sure you don't share any spoilers. If you've already watched the episode, don't spoil it for anybody in the comments.
Right. Definitely no spoilers. Stay away from the spoilers. Yes.
And if you know stuff because of the books, please don't spoil anything there. Just know that this is all thanks to you. We're so excited to be a part of this community. Our cat Lumos is excited.
It would not be a Mary and Blake show without Lumos taking her stand where she belongs.
Right? And this whole season of Outlander Cast has honestly been such a totally wild ride between podcasting at least twice a week, 2 to 3 wholly original articles written on the blog each week, hundreds of thousands of you on social media.
This cat runs this company.
This is Lumos's show, right? And of course, you know, just in general, it's experiencing the wild emotional ride of our favorite show.
Right, right. So remember, we are going to be having an intermission in between this pre-show and the finale. And then we're actually going to have another intermission between the finale and the post-show reaction. It's all going to be in one feed. You don't got to go anywhere. Yeah. It's all going to be right here. We're going to have
an intermission. Throw up some hearts. Let's see some reactions.
We're going to have to go get some more White Claws. We're going to have to go pee. We're going to have to go do a whole bunch of different stuff. So that's going to give us a 5-minute break in between all those things.
Yes.
But.
But. Oh, man. We got something for you. So you know, this has been honestly an absolute adventure for all of us to watch with season 5. This endeavor of a virtual finale party is a wild ride. And speaking of wild rides, it's time for our first very special guest. Lauren, take it away.
Well, hello, Outlander cast listeners. Lauren Lyo here, your girl Marcely from Outlander. I am so thrilled to say hello to you all today. Mwah! How y'all doing? It's great to virtually meet you. I hear you're having the world's largest virtual finale party, and I get to introduce it. So, oh my God. This season has been a ride. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? Yes. It's been a wild time. It's been very big. And I'm not lying. This last episode, you're not ready. You're not ready. It only gets bigger. Marcely, her journey. Woo! Oh my. Only gets... I can't even explain what you're about to see. I hope you're all shaking in your boots, ready to go. Welcome, everyone, all participants. Thank you for all your support this season for Outlander Cast and for the show. And I think my favourite memory of filming season 5 was taking off the baby bump. That was really nice. And then I'm assuming you've all seen the last episode that we've had, number 11, and I put it back on again. So, you know, ebbs and flows, ups and downs. I hope you're all well and happy and safe in this time. And wow, you're just not ready for what you're about to watch. I'm so excited to hear what you think. Come on here on Cameo and let me know, or Instagram, or come get a video and we can chat about it. And I'd love to hear what you think. Enjoy! Mwah!
Hey, Lauren Lyle, everybody.
Oh my God.
Lauren Lyle, Marcely, my girl, your
yes,
girl,
my
all
girl.
Of my girl.
Yes, seriously. All of us
Bring
want Marcely as our new BFF.
I love the fact that she's just like, you guys aren't ready. You're just not ready. You have no idea what's coming. And I love her story about the whole taking the baby bump
yes.
off and everything.
I'm going to get it right back on.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
She's always pregnant.
She's constantly and pregnant again. Like, what are we doing, man?
I love it.
Fergus, keep it in your pants.
You know, she's just brought so much joy and fun to the character of Marcely. It's been really great to see this character blossom, especially in this particular season.
Yeah.
And Lauren's just did a phenomenal job with this character.
Yeah, she's awesome, man. She's awesome. And I love how she talks about her favorite moments. And, of course, the favorite moment, that being taking the baby bump off.
Yes.
Only to have to put it back on again. Well, I guess what I want to know is, what's your favorite moment? What's your favorite thing that you get from Outlander in season 5?
Ooh, good question.
It's because, say it, it's because.
Because you're awesome.
No, it's
because you're Batman.
I'm you're welcome.
All right, so my favorite moment, I'll tell you what it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't Edso. As much as I love him, he did not get enough screen time.
Lumos is getting more screen time than
Lumos
Edso.
Is here to rep all the Edso loving. So my favorite moment from season 5, I'll tell you what it was. It's a moment that I feel like how I feel watching season 5. My exact favorite moment is episode 1 during the wedding when Claire's getting a little tipsy, sitting on like a chair mm-hmm. next to wee Jemmy, and she's just sipping a bevy, watching everyone dance and be merry at the wedding.
Yeah.
And I loved watching that moment because I'm like, that's just Claire observing this beautiful family that she and Jamie have created. And yeah. this is a moment of peace and this is a moment of joy. And I just feel like Outlander for us this season, season 5, with all the crap that's going on in the world right now, Outlander has been that little bubble of peace and joy and community. And our Outlander family has gotten together. So that one moment right there, Claire smiling, having her wedding beverage, is like how I feel right now for season 5.
Yeah, for me, my favorite moment, thanks for asking me, by the way, Mary, I appreciate that. my favorite moment, it's a tie, I think. It's definitely a tie. The first one is Stephen Bonnet and mm-hmm. his death. We talked about setting. We've talked, I want to talk today about, taking risks. I want the show to take risks. And it's not that Bonnet's death was a risk per se. It was just something that I had never seen before. I had never seen someone tied to a piece of wood and
let
ready
the tide
to
drown. Come in. Mm-hmm.
And but not only that, him screaming, Ed Spaliers was just he was killer.
Yes.
He was killer this whole season. And what made it even better was Bree. Bree coming in and just shooting him right in the head and not even saying anything. Just
yep.
walking off and cut to black.
Yes. That make your own assumptions about why she did what she did.
That was great. And then, mm-hmm. We also, another part for me too that I really loved, and we had a listener call in last week for the listener feedback episode. They said that, when Jamie lit the cross, it ignited something ancestral in her,
mm-hmm.
Something really special. I got that same feeling when I saw Jamie walking to the box.
Oh my gosh, to get his kilt.
To get his kilt.
Yes.
And like he's looking at it like with reticence and sadness, but also like this is what we got to do. And then Bear's music is just screaming and it's just the best. And Jamie comes walking out in his kilt.
Strutting out, not walking.
Just wearing his dad's coat. Boom, he's wearing the coat that's better than his dad's coat. And he just rules the town out there. I thought that was a visceral moment.
Agreed.
A real visceral moment for Outlander. Something I'll never forget.
We've done a ton of podcasting projects this season, but one of the other major facets of Outlander Cast has been the minute-by-minute recaps after each episode. In fact, it's probably one of the most popular projects we have going on at Outlander Cast, and we're so proud of it. So let's hear from the author of these minute-by-minute recaps, the intrepid editor-in-chief, Ashley Crawley.
Hey, it's Ashley Crawley, one of the editors and writers here at Outlander Cast and the individual who brings you the minute-by-minute recaps each week. I'm going to be honest with you guys, writing those recaps, it's a labor of love. It's one I adore, And it's one that I take very seriously, which I'm sure is probably hard to guess given the snarky tone you often find in those posts. But I do. And I do because I love Outlander. I love everything about it. I love the books. I love the shows. I love the points where they meet. I love the points where they don't. I love and am constantly inspired by the creative community who brings the show and the books to life. And I am especially fueled by the Outlander fandom. And I know that you all have limited units of time to give and a great big Outlander universe to spend time in. So I've always been extremely humbled that you will take any of that time and spend it with us at Outlander Cast and spend it with me in these minute-by-minute recaps. I get great joy out of bringing those recaps to you all each week, but the greatest joy is found in your response to them, in the time that we spend after the post goes live. Reading your comments, reading your feedback, reading your really smart insights that you pull out of the show that I totally miss, and just hearing the ways that the show is affecting you during this time has been a great source of comfort and happiness for me this season. And I want to say thank you, because during this super weird COVID-19 time, connecting to community couldn't be more important. And I love that I view each week as just another check-in with friends and family. And you've made me feel less distant in the world by being a part of the Outlander Cast community and by spending time each week in providing your thoughts and spending time reading the recap. So thank you guys so much, and I can't wait for season 6. When will that be, Jamie?
Thank you so much, Ashley. Gosh, that woman is amazing, right?
She's the best,
she
man.
Really is. We just adore her. And you know, Ashley is incredibly hardworking. Not only does she pump out these super duper fun and witty minute by minute recaps every single week.
Yep.
But she spends the time to make sure that she comments to everyone who, you know, reads the blog and comments on it, whether on the website or in our Facebook community, the Outlander Cast Clan Gathering. You know, being an editor for a blog is no joke. It's a lot of work.
I couldn't do it. That's why I brought her on to do it.
You've got to obviously edit pieces and format them properly and then get them up to be perfectly socially shared. So joining Ashley in this role has been Janet Reynolds.
Together, Ashley and Janet help make OutlanderCast the internet's most exciting, comprehensive, and one-stop-shop place for all things Outlander-related. Janet's been with us since day one of the blog, all of those years ago, and she, too, has her favorite moment from Season 5. So, Janet, what do you got?
Hi, I'm Janet Reynolds, and I'm the Associate Editor of OutlanderCast, and I've been part of the cast, I think, 5 years. And I've been watching, obviously, all that time. I discovered the books and then jumped in. My favorite scene this season, I think, is the whole rattlesnake. I loved what they did with Jamie and his development with Roger. And I think they handled the scene where Jamie dies and comes back to life really well. It was beautiful.
Janet Reynolds, everybody.
Oh, thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you,
yes,
Janet.
Yes, love her.
She don't mess around, man.
Honestly.
She does not mess around. Both she and Ashley work wicked hard. I mean, wicked hard, making sure that Outlander, I mean, we talked about it earlier. We have the one-stop shop for all the things Outlander related,
yes,
on the interwebs. And these ladies, they get it. They are steering the ship in the right direction,
mm-hmm,
along with us to make sure that you guys out there in the Outlander universe,
yes,
all you guys and gals, have all things Outlander related in your palm of your hands. And it's not just Ashley and Janet who are doing this.
No.
It's all the other ladies that we got writing for us too.
Yes, from around the world.
All these writers that we have here from all around the world, these people are the backbone of all the great articles that you're reading and you're taking in and you're getting your Outlander fix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is their job, and they are bringing the most original, thought-provoking, extensive Outlander content. Really, again, on the planet, I really can't think, because they're not just doing the stuff.
No,
you know?
We
don't want the
stuff. It's not fluff. They dive deep and really, you know, help steered by Ashley and Janet. They just bring about such different insights that we may or may not have thought about before, or just bringing a different voice or a different perspective.
Yeah, they're diving deep on theme. They're diving deep in character. And you know, we'll get to some of the stuff, I think some of our favorite articles. And not only is it Outlander show related, it's actually Outlander tangential as well. And that's why it gives it such a special touch.
Yeah.
These ladies are the best, man.
This pre-show is not only for the season 5 finale, but it's a celebration of all of the episodes that have come before it. So who better to hear from than all the bloggers who make the blog go round?
Hey, Outlander cast clan. I'm Tammy Spencer from Boston, Massachusetts, in the U.S. I've been your resident baker, writing the How They Made It column on the Outlander cast clan blog. And I've been doing that for a little over 2 years now. My favorite moments from season 5 would have to be the weddings. I loved seeing the cast all happy. I loved the costumes. I loved the settings. And of course, I loved all the food and drink.
Hey, Outlander cast clan. I'm Andre. I'm from Hobart in Tasmania, which is the island state at the bottom of Australia. I've been a blogger with Outlander cast since season 3, when I first watched some Outlander filming in Glasgow. My favourite moment from season 5, I love the scene in the tent before Alamance, where Jamie's taking stock on his birthday morning. Things like, you know, the microscope and the windowsill.
Hey guys, Rachel Dillon here from Palm Springs, California. I've been an Outlander cast staff writer for the past 2-3 years. Time flies when you're having fun. My favorite moment of season 5 was actually the very first episode, the gathering and Brianna and Roger's wedding. I'm a huge Brian Roger fan, so seeing that moment come to life and then being able to see it at the LA premiere with the whole cast and my friends and family, it was just a great experience.
This is Angela Hickey from New Jersey, and I'm currently a blog writer. I've been part of Outlander cast way back since season 1. My favorite moment from season 5 would probably be a tie between two. First would be the snake bite episode, because I've been waiting for Roger and Jamie to bond. It's the highlight of the book for me. And that's probably tied with Diana herself writing an episode that's crafted with her own tender touch.
Thanks, ladies.
Yes,
thank you so much. Oh, man, that was awesome. Thank you. Mary, we've talked a lot about the articles and how hard these guys and these ladies write. What is your favorite article that we've pumped out this year?
Oh, wow. You know, they really varied. Yeah. We have such a great diversity of writers in regards to their interests and what tickles their fancy about what they want to write about and just their different styles.
Yeah.
But I must say, the one that sticks with me the most this season is the blog post that Tammy Lish Spencer wrote about the chocolate cake, the wedding cake for Brie and Roger. Reason being is that we actually had a special get together here in our home with several of the Outlander cast staff members.
Yeah.
And Tammy actually made the cake for us to watch while we all together as a community sat down and watched Brie and Roger get married and have cake together. Yes. Oh. And it's so good.
Oh my God.
So good. And I just love that, you know, this is another way that we can connect, and hopefully many of you were able to actually use Tammy's recipe for shortbread tonight. So I just think it's I love the idea of having people be able to cook together and bake together through their love of Outlander. It's just another way that the fandom can connect.
Yeah.
How about you?
My favorite article, it definitely has to go to Angela Hickey this year.
Yeah.
And I think she's playing to my inner nerd in this article.
Well done.
Like, I don't know if she wrote it for me. I doubt it, because, you know, whatever. But
it was an
article that I think I would appreciate. And that was how she broke down episode 503, Free Will.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, she called it a colonial gothic horror story.
Yes.
And she breaks it down. And one of my favorite things to do is take, you know, a favorite show of mine and compare it to other things, and where does it stand, and how does it stand, and what does it mean, and how are these things shot? And she asks a great question: what is the definition of gothic horror?
Mm.
And she takes the definition and she breaks it down through each scene that happens in 503.
In the awkward Beardsley's house.
Right,
yes.
Right. And listen, I wasn't a huge fan of the episode, but I was a huge fan of how Angela broke down this episode in terms of it being a gothic horror.
Yeah.
And man, that was really cool.
I love it.
That was really cool.
Another major portion of what makes the enormous Outlander cast wheel turn is the social staff. Between the emails that go out to our readers and listeners, the extensive Instagram page, and always our fun on Twitter, it takes a lot of coordination. So why don't we hear from the social staff?
Hey, all you obsessing acts in the Outlander cast clan. I'm Karen Rutledge from Albuquerque, New Mexico in the USA. I've had such a wonderful time being a writer at Outlander Cast during the last three seasons. My favorite moments from Outlander Season 5 were in Episode 7, The Ballad of Roger Mack, Murta's tragic death, and Jamie's heartbreaking response. Wow, they did an amazing job with those scenes.
Hey, clan, it's Ann Gavin from Reston, Virginia. I'm a writer at Outlander Cast Blog. I have been with Outlander Cast Blog since the beginning, for 5 years now. My favorite scene or scenes from this season would be all of the Jamie and Claire scenes. I've loved seeing them together. They've just warmed my heart. Also, a favorite part of this season was just all the Jamie and Murta scenes as well. Dear departed Murta, I will miss him so. I loved the Jamie and Roger scenes in the woods. I loved seeing that relationship grow. I want to say thanks to all of you for reading and commenting and enjoying our blog content. We are fans like you. I love writing for the blog and I love writing about Outlander. So I appreciate all of you who are fans of ours and followers of ours.
Hi, Outlander Cast Clan. This is Denise from Ohio. In the past 5 seasons that I've been on the Outlander Cast staff, I have done transcription of interviews, I write, and I also send out the newsletter. Probably my most favorite moment or moments from Outlander 5 has been the development of the relationships between Claire and Jamie with that of Bree and Roger. Watching each of them be their own families and then interact with each other as a full family, and their development has been great, and watching them on the ridge has been just such a pleasure. I've watched Sophie and Rick develop their characters so much more, and I feel like they're falling into who they are supposed to be in Bree and Roger.
Hello, my name is Bobby Sue Francella. Greetings from Manchester, Maryland. I am the event coordinator for Outlander Cast, and I have been on staff since season 3. Favorite moment from season 5 was probably when Bree told Bunnett she couldn't think less of him. I thought Sophie really killed that line. I thought there were a lot of great moments for Sophie this season.
Hey, Outlander Cast Clan. I'm Lindley from New York, but currently residing in South Carolina. I write Sassenach Spotlight for the blog, and I help run the Outlander Cast Twitter. This is my first season with Outlander Cast, and what an amazing season it has been. I think my favorite moment of season 5 so far, we haven't gotten to the finale yet, but so far my favorite moment has got to be the gathering from episode 1. Seeing Jamie in a kilt, being the laird he's meant to be, just sent shivers up and down my spine. It was also so much fun to go to the premiere at 92Y and see all of you amazing listeners of Outlander Cast who read the blog, who listen to Mary and Blake, and it was so nice to connect with all of these Sassenachs from across the globe.
Oh, what a pleasure. I love them.
They're
right?
The best.
Oh my gosh. Honestly, the social team does so much, and we want to thank you so much. As you just heard, many of them not only help run these social media channels, but they're writers as well.
Right.
Creating their own original content and helping to curate these feeds. Their job is very hard.
Wicked hard, dude. I couldn't do it.
Wicked. It's wicked. Their
wicked
job
hard.
Is wicked hard. Not only do they curate these social media channels, but we also have our own exclusive social media groups, the Outlander Cast Clan on Facebook, and also the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club for all of the people who have read The Fiery Cross and beyond. And we need tons of help running it. There are tens of thousands of people within these groups.
Literally tens of thousands.
So luckily for us, we have some of the best volunteers helping us out with this, the clan moderators.
So let me just say real quick before we get into the clan moderators and what they have to say, because they're amazing.
Yes.
If you're not already a member of the clan, I don't know what you're doing.
You're missing out.
You're missing
out.
You need to come on
over.
Actually totally should be. It's a really vibrant community where all the dedicated Outlander fans, dedicated to the podcast, dedicated to the OutlanderCast.com, the blog, all of it, but they're just passionate Outlander nerds, just like us, who are there, and they congregate to chat respectfully and thoughtfully, really thoughtfully about all of our collective favorite show. I mean, that's what we're all doing here right now, right? I mean, but the clan moderators, they keep this bad boy well oiled.
Yes.
They make sure that these groups are tip top shape. They keep everybody in line. They make sure that it's a
spoiler free. I mean, that's, you know,
warm conversational environment. Mm-hmm. And they help curate those conversations every single day. I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'll say it to my dying day. Being a moderator is genuinely very hard because these guys are in the trenches every day, and it's a thankless job. Mm-hmm. These ladies are amazing.
Yes,
they're amazing.
Yes.
And they mean more to Outlander Cast, you know, the editors, the writers, and to Mary and I more than they could possibly imagine.
Agreed.
Especially even the social team, who they kind of work hand in hand with on a day to day basis. So let's right now.
Yes.
Let's just take a minute to publicly thank and recognize them for all the work that they do, because it is a thankless job and they deserve to be recognized.
Amen.
Hey, Outlander Cast Clan. I'm Marlo Jones from sunny San Jose, California in the United States. And I have been a moderator at Outlander Cast for 2 seasons now. My favorite moment from Outlander Season 5 was when Graham McTavish popped up as Buck McKenzie in Episode 507. I couldn't think about anything else after that happened.
Hi, Outlander Cast. I'm Donna Antaramian from Haverhill, Massachusetts. I have been a clan member since Season 3. For my favorite moment this season, and because it's Mother's Day, I think I have to pick all those little special moments that we got to share with Claire and Brianna, with Claire and Mothley, and with Claire and Roger. Because after all, Claire is not only a wife, she's a mother, she's a mother-in-law, and she's a grandmother. She's also the heart of this family.
Hey clan, I'm Tara Heller from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I joined Outlander Cast in Season 4 as a blogger, and now Season 5 I'm a moderator. Some of the things that I've been enjoying this season is just seeing day-to-day life on the ridge. I especially enjoyed seeing the indigo dye. That was so cool. I just enjoyed reading about 18th century life in the books, and I also am enjoying seeing the intricacies of the relationships, especially Jamie and Claire's.
Hey, Outlander Cast Clan, this is Kendra from Japan, and I have been first an editor and writer, and now a moderator at Outlander Cast for 5 seasons. My favorite Season 5 moment was Jamie's reaction to Murta's death, just him running around begging Claire to save him. Amazing acting from Sam, and just overall emotionally devastating.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa Cole Perkis, and I'm from San Diego, California, and I'm a moderator on the Facebook page for the Clan Gathering. I started moderating between Seasons 3 and 4. My favorite moment this season was just a really small part right in the last episode between Lizzie and Bree, when Bree is trying to explain to Lizzie why she can't go with them. And it's just such an emotional, powerful moment between these two actors. It just brings me to tears every time. And Sophie has been incredible this season. and I'm just so happy for her. She owns this season, and I think she's been terrific.
Thank you so much, ladies. Oh my goodness. Clan moderating is no joke. Mm-hmm. For anyone else who's ever owned and run a social media community, you know how challenging it can sometimes be. And these ladies do it in stride. We are so incredibly impressed. Their job is Herculean.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I said it before. I couldn't do it. So that's why we brought them on. Because they're the best.
Being a clan moderator takes up a lot of time. It's, you know, a time-consuming job to keep your eyes on tens of thousands of people.
Sure.
You know, it almost might take as much time as our next special guest had to do for season 5 of Outlander. So, you know what? We're just going to have to go ahead and listen to him. So, Tim, why don't you take it away for us?
Hello, Outlander cast listeners. I really hope you're all well. Thank you so much for all your support throughout the year, throughout the season. Incredibly glad you enjoyed it. It's going to be a fantastic finale. I'm not going to say anything, obviously. I'm going to let you just sit back and enjoy it. A favourite story of mine, one of my favourite stories that I haven't really told anyone, is that when we were doing the battle sequences in episode 507, the man who was playing my lieutenant was in fact a battle reenactor. And so he did treat me like a general, like the general of a group of soldiers. So in between takes, he would always take me aside and say, "Good morning, sir." And I would say, "Good morning, morning, sergeant," or "Morning, lieutenant." He said, "Would you like to inspect the troops, sir?" And I would say, yeah, why not? I'd love to inspect the troops. And so because all the others, the majority, there was about 20 who were also reenactors, they would treat me like a general. And I would but I loved to just go and inspect the troops. And I would say, you know, do this button up or clean that muzzle, all those things. And it was brilliant. It really added a certain edge. Like, they were really getting involved in what we were doing. That makes a really massive difference. So it was great fun. So for the first time in a very long time, I was actually treated like a general, which was incredible. So yeah, fantastic time. And yeah, maybe you'll look at those scenes a little bit differently, knowing that little secret behind the lens. But of course, the immortal lines of Colonel Fraser will echo through this season, I have no doubt. But enjoy the finale. Thank you all for watching, and thank you all for your support and everything you've been doing this season. Really, really hope you enjoy it. And okay, Mary and Blake, it's back to you.
Tim Downey.
Yay!
Tim frackin' Downey,
yes!
Ladies and gents. Tim Downey. Listen, I busted that guy's balls hard this year.
I know.
I gave him a hot title. Colonel Fraser.
Colonel
Can you
Fraser.
Believe he gave us a Colonel
oh my God,
Fraser?
I'm so excited about it.
I may have been a little tough on him.
Oh,
this
what a
season.
Great guy, honestly.
I mean, I may have been. I feel like I could go have a beer with him.
Yeah, you know? Right? Well, here's hoping that we get to have maybe another appearance of Governor Tryon in the finale. Dare we say that that's an outlandish theory, Blake?
Oh, listen, don't be encroaching my territory.
I know. Uh-uh. I know. Uh-uh. Nope, I just said it.
It's my territory.
All I need now is to push one of your buttons to make the sound effect.
That's my job.
Okay.
Because you know, I get the best theories. I always get the best theories.
Some of them come true. Others snooze fast.
I'm going to say at least 99% of them come true. As a matter of fact. Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I got one for you right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Bring it on. Bring it on.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We, I think, are going to get a massive time jump in this episode.
I don't know what you mean.
I think we're going to, you know, I think the thing with the Browns, Claire's going to get rescued somehow, some way.
Okay.
It's going to happen, right?
Okay.
It's going to happen, and either she's going to do the killing, like I said before in my other outlandish theory, or Jamie's coming in,
okay.
And he's going to save the day like he normally does, and it's going to probably about halfway through the episode, Claire's going to get rescued, and Brown's going to be dealt with, okay?
So you think that whole issue is going to be done with by 30 minutes?
30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes.
Okay.
And then we're going to get a big time, maybe 45 minutes. Then we're going to get a big time jump.
Okay.
I'm saying...
Are you talking about Bree and Roger and Jemmy being time jumped to Jurassic Park?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact,
welcome to Jurassic Park.
No, I think we're going to get a time jump to the Revolutionary War.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're probably looking at what, maybe 3 or 4 years, because that would mean that Roger and Bree have again, my outlandish theory for them is that they didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a time jump for about 3 or 4 years. Roger and Bree will find their way in this world. It'll be more time that they can, that we don't have to spend with them discovering. We can just go to figure out what they are. And they're going to jump to the Revolutionary War. However, Jamie, after all this fighting with the Browns and Alamance, all that stuff, he doesn't want to do any of this fighting anymore. He wants out. He's done. So here is the deal.
Okay.
We all know that there was this obituary about how both Jamie and Claire died in
okay.
the fire. Jamie burns down the big house.
That beautiful house?
Or, no, it was the cabin. It was the cabin that burned down. I remember now. He burns down the cabin. He takes some bodies and he puts them in there and he fakes his own death.
Ew.
So he doesn't have to fight in the Revolutionary War. Again, this is delivering about on the obituary that we heard about earlier in the season. It's in earlier in previous seasons.
Gross.
And it jumps us ahead to the Revolutionary War, which is probably where they want to be for season six. How they're going to manipulate that and how they're going to get involved with that. Marvin, what do you think, man?
Well, luckily for us, Blake isn't the only one with outlandish theories.
Well, am I going to get an interesting? Am I going to get what am I doing here?
Interesting.
All right, I like it.
Mock me.
Please hang up and try again.
All right, I'm sorry.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing here? I sound like Jeffrey Hirsch.
Well, what I was trying to say is that there are many interesting theories coming in right now. We actually asked our friends at OutlanderCastClan.com to send in some of their thoughts. Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, Mary and Blake. I'm Jessica from Virginia. I wanted to give a prediction. Now, this is technically my sister's prediction, but I couldn't think of a good enough one to come up with my own, so I'm going to pass hers along. Okay, so she was saying, what if Bree and Roger didn't end up in their time in, like, you know, their regular time, but what if they instead ended up in our time, like, current date, like, 2020 our time? I don't know anything about the book, so I don't know if that's accurate at all, or I'm just, you know, going crazy, but, yeah, so.
Hi, we'll Mary see. And Blake. This is Debbie from Georgia. I wanted to say I have a prediction about the finale. I think that Bree and Roger and Jemmy did not go back to 1968 or wherever they were trying because they didn't coordinate what they were thinking. And they ended up where Jemmy was thinking since he's the stronger time traveler. And he probably was thinking about his grandparents, so they didn't go anywhere. So we'll see. That's my prediction.
Man, I can't believe the finale episode is here already.
I know, right?
What do you think is going to happen in the finale episode?
I mean, I'm definitely going to drink some whiskey.
No, I meant to, like, the characters, like Claire, Jamie, those people.
I mean, they're definitely going to drink some whiskey.
I guess that's possible. I think Bree and Roger got to, like, halfway to the future, you know? Like, they didn't quite make it to the future. They, like, got stuck in between where they were and where they should have been. Right?
That's nice. I'm going to go drink some whiskey now.
Let there be whiskey.
Well, we're going to see what happens.
Yes.
But before we go into our 5-minute intermission and before we head to our couch and you head to yours, unless you're already there, and then you could just stay cozy, we do have one final guest.
Oh, yes.
This
is the big one, ladies.
So here to take us into the finale is someone who needs no introduction whatsoever. And I'm just going to actually let him take it away.
Outlander cast listeners, how are you? Duncan LaCroix here, Mutter Freezer. Okay, so we're all gathered together in this massive virtual party to see the last episode of season 5, the season finale. Before it begins, I just wanted to thank you all so much for supporting the show this season, watching us year after year after year. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing season. And okay, are you ready? Let's go watch the finale together. Outlander season 5 finale. Enjoy Sassanax.
Thank you.